Can do it.
And if you didn't think you could, they'd say, can you? And you'd say, no, I
can't.
If somebody had seen a bad accident and, you know, the people, they'd say, well, there's no point in sending for an ambulance because the people are, it was a really terrible accident.
Are dead or killed?
And would you probably say already dead? Would you say, well, they're all already dead? Or have you ever heard people, would you say that?
Already dead, probably.
Have you ever heard people around here in this area say, they're done dead?
No.
Never knew that, okay.
No.
Okay. If you were talking about, well, say, the dog, and you'd say, well, now, he doesn't seem to be growing as fast as I thought. He's not as tall as he
used to be.
Okay, and then if you were talking about somebody, like if you were talking about something like somebody was going into a dark house, you'd say, well, now, when you go in something like that, I'm talking about being careful, you'd say you
watch out, or
that's hard to get at. Would you say you better be careful, or you ought to be careful?
I think you should.
Or should be careful.
Careful.
Okay, good. You should be. Okay. And like if a little kid got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't.
And if I said, if you were being really strong about something, I said, would you do it, and you didn't want to, you'd say, no, I
won't.
Have you ever heard, I don't know if you'd use this or not, something like, talking about something that you might be able to do in the future, like if I ask you if you could, go out of town next week, would you ever say, I might could do that? Does that sound natural? I might could go with you?
I don't really pay attention to it, really. It's, in a way, then it sounds awkward, too.
It does sound awkward, too.
Yeah. But I may say it, though.
But you hadn't ever really thought of it.
No,
But it doesn't sound totally unheard of.
No, it doesn't. I mean, like, it sounds like someone say it, but it still sounds awkward to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd probably say it.
But it's something that you probably might have heard around here. Okay. Now, this is about animals. A lot of these you're not going to know. Now, this is the kind of bird.
About St. Bernard's, I would.
Yeah, you know about St. Bernard? the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Owl?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you know any more than one type of owl? The big one that makes a big noise, or the
hoot owl?
Right.
One, but I don't know if there's any others.
Okay. That's right, hoot owl. People in cities don't usually know that. Okay, how about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a pepperwood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is an animal. This is a little animal, and it's black with a white stripe down its back.
It's skunk.
Yeah. have you ever heard people talking about kind of pesky kind of animals? Have you ever heard the word varmint?
Yeah.
Okay, would you say that?
It wouldn't sound natural, you know. Like if there was a rat crawling around the house, I wouldn't call it a varmint,
I don't think.
But
okay. But you would know the word.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like animals. I'd know some of these.
Yeah. How about the little, you know this one, the little bushy-tail animal that climbs up in the trees and eats?
A squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah. You know more than one kind of squirrel?
Mm-mm.
How about a little animal? It's kind of like a squirrel, but smaller, and it doesn't have a bushy tail.
A beaver? No.
Oh, this is one that you might see in your backyard, and it doesn't climb trees.
No.
Well, let's see. They have different names for it. You might call it either a chipmunk or a ground squirrel. Do you know any of those?
I've heard of them called chipmunk.
You've heard of
them called a ground squirrel,
okay,
though.
Do you know any kinds of fish people might catch right around this area if they were to go fishing?